It's 55 past the hour, sponsored by Young Express. It's time for the latest from Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
It's a Pick and Save Football Friday on The Fan, being joined now by Jim Polzine of the Wisconsin State Journal, of course, BadgersExtra.com as well. And, of course, every time we talk about the Wisconsin Badgers, we have to bring up Creative Construction, who's a fine sponsor every time we do one of these interviews. And we appreciate them being a part of this sixth generation, specializing in plaster, stucco, tuck pointing, and historical restoration. Call Creative Construction today. The Badgers, I think, went according to plan last week, right, against New Mexico State. I think everybody expected a blowout, and that's pretty much exactly what happened.
Yeah, that might have been one of the all-time worst non-conference teams to come into Camp Randall, certainly in the last 20 years, and went back and crunched some numbers. So I think it went according to plan. I think, especially after the loss to Washington State the week before, where penalties and some turnovers were an issue, if you're Paul Chris, you want to come out of there with a clean game, and for the most part, they did that. The offense struggled a little bit in the first half, but got going after that, and just, you know, it was a dominating performance, which is, I think, you know, what you want going into a big game.
And now you get ready for Ohio State, obviously, and this is the game everybody is kind of pumped up for. The Badgers haven't beaten Ohio State for quite some time, and they're going to have to do it without some special teams players involved, namely their kicker, Vito Calvaruso. It looks like he's going to be out a couple of weeks.
I don't know if this game's going to come down to a field goal, but certainly you want all hands on deck. And I thought I kind of laid out a blueprint to an upset this week, everything that needed to happen. And one of the things I mentioned was I just thought they had to break even on special teams at the very least, because, you know, it's not been a strength of this team over the last couple of years. So much speed and athleticism on Ohio State's roster. You need to keep the ball out of their playmakers' hands. And you know, if you do have chances at points with field goals, we need to take advantage of that. So Nate Van Zelt did a really good job in training camp, I thought, and made his field goal last week. So I don't know that Calvaruso is a big loss, but for a guy you gave a scholarship in the offseason to, you'd certainly like to have him around.
How big of a deal do you think Riley Melman not being in at right tackle is going to be this week for the Badgers?
I thought Trey Wedding looked solid last week. Again, you know, you gotta take with a grain of salt because of the opponent. But he, you know, Logan Brown started that game, and Logan Brown has struggled. They brought Trey Wedding in the third series and kind of rotated those two throughout, and I thought Wedding looked pretty good. It's not ideal. You know, it's not ideal to have that tackle spot unsettled as we reach week four of the season. But, you know, I think Wedding's got potential. Is he ready for the type of athleticism he's going to face against Ohio State? You know, I guess we'll see.
The other thing, you know, we talk about coming into this thing is how great the Badgers defense is, and rightfully so, right? Jim Leonard has had a great defense at Wisconsin since he's been the defensive coordinator. I think anytime you talk about trying to contain a high-flying offense like Ohio State, the key is going to be knocking the quarterback down and getting to the quarterback, which I would assume would mean that we'll see more blitzes, maybe more exotic-type blitz packages from Jim Leonard and the Badgers.
Yeah, I think we crunched some numbers this week, and they've only blitzed a little over 19% of the time this year. And you know, some of that makes sense because they've overmatched two opponents, and Washington State wasn't your typical drop back team. They got the ball up pretty quick. So I do think we'll see more blitzing this week. And of course, the risk there, you know, I mean, you have to do that. You have to get to CJ Stroud and make him uncomfortable, and, you know, just get him out of his comfort zone somehow. The risk there is if you're leaving man coverage in the back end, and they've got, you know, really three great wide receivers. They've got a good tight end, and they've got plenty of playmakers, and you do run the risk of giving up some big chunks. But, you know, you can't just let CJ Stroud sit back there because, you know, one thing Leonard mentioned this week when he was asked about Stroud, what impressed him the most, he pointed out his accuracy. And you know, there's a reason that guy's going to be probably a top five pick next year. He's good at a lot of things, but he does put the ball in the money, and you want to try to get to him early and often if you can.
Who do you think is better, Stroud or Fields?
It's you know, Justin Fields actually gotten to the NFL and done it. Bigger, a little bit bigger quarterback. I would lean Fields right now. A little unfair to Stroud just because he's not a finished college product yet. I mean, there's a long ways to go in this season, and I could certainly see him getting there. He's going to end up being drafted higher than Fields, I will say, but Fields came on a pretty good year for quarterbacks. So pretty close one. And certainly Fields gave Wisconsin some issues. So, you know, Wisconsin's got to find a way to limit Stroud and, again, get him out of his comfort zone if possible.
55 past the hour, sponsored by Young Express. If you're looking for a new job or new career, check them out today at youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. Jim, this Badgers offensive line, pass blocking has been okay. Run blocking, I've had my issues with their run blocking ability this year to take away, obviously, last week. I think that's going to be a huge key for this offense. As much as everybody's going to want to talk about Graham Mertz, and I get it, you have to be able to get this ground game going with Braylon Allen and Malusi in the backfield in order to keep that Ohio State offense off of the field. I think it all comes down to the offensive line.
Agreed, and I would agree with your assessment that the offensive line has not been great. You know, I've done a couple pieces in the offseason or late in the season about just how that group has not been. It's been okay the last couple of years, not been to the standard that Wisconsin offensive lines need to be at. And you know, I don't know that I expected greatness right out of the gates this year. I mean, Bob Bostad, the new offensive line coach, I'm going to need some time to kind of get that group up to where he wants to. Didn't help that Tanner Bordellini was injured and missed the first couple games. Having him back now, I think maybe will solidify that right guard spot. Also, you know, the caveat is especially that Washington State game, we're just outnumbered. I mean, Washington State threw a lot of guys in the box, and, you know, a lot of times they just didn't pick up blockers because they were outnumbered. But they need to be better. They need to be really good this week. There needs to be some sort of balance in the passing running game, I think. They need to keep the pocket clean for Graham Mertz, because I think we've seen these first 3 weeks. This is a little different Graham Mertz. We're going to see if that holds true for the best opponent they've faced so far. But I really think they need to have balance in the pass and run game. And like you said, long drives, even the ones that don't necessarily get points, I think are important. If you can shorten this game, limit the number of possessions, you at least stay in there and make it a game till the fourth quarter. You give yourself a chance, but you know, you can't do that unless you get the run game going.
The other thing you'll learn if you go to BadgerExtra.com and read all this great, great Badger stuff, I'm telling you, it is amazing. Check out the website, BadgerExtra.com. This dude named Jack Sawyer for Ohio State is a problem and somebody that the Badgers are going to want to block.
Yeah, plays the jack position for Ohio State. Ironically, they call it that. And then that's a worry. You know, whether it's Jack Nelson at left tackle blocking him or whoever they have at right tackle, whether it's Wettig or Logan Brown. It's, you know, they can move Sawyer around. He's very athletic, was one of the top players in his recruiting class. He's going to play NFL someday. You know, it's just, he's a problem. And they've got guys around him, too. They've got so many athletic guys in that front seven. That is a concern. I mean, it, like I said in the previous answer, you know, Graham Mertz has struggled over the years when the pocket collapses and he's got to move around. When his feet get unsettled, that leads to bad decisions and poor accuracy. And so far hasn't dealt with a ton of that because he's been relatively comfortable back there. They need to keep it that way Saturday. That's going to be incredibly hard to do with Jack Sawyer and others who can get back in the pocket pretty quickly.
Got to do prediction time. What do you got? Badgers, Ohio State. I'm assuming you're going to pick Ohio State. I just want to see what the margin is.
Yeah, I said 31-14, which is just, I guess, would be a cover for Wisconsin. I think they can keep this a game. I think Jim Leonard will drop some stuff that at least makes life somewhat difficult on Ohio State. I'm not sold on Wisconsin's offense yet. I want to see it against a really, really good opponent. And certainly we saw them not finish drives against Washington State and really shoot themselves in the foot. Now, they just can't do that Saturday night against Ohio State. So, I don't think it'll be a rout. I don't necessarily know that Ohio State's going to be biting its fingernails in the fourth quarter either, though.
Right. Yep. He is Jim Polzin. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Polzin WSJ. Again, at Jim Polzin WSJ. Follow Badger Extra online at Badger Extra as well. Jim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Sparky, thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jim Polzin, Badger Extra. Again, each and every Pickett's A Football Friday, we talk Badger football with a Badger interview. A lot of times those interviews will come from our guys over at Badger Extra. And every time we talk to one of them, it's brought to you by Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Six generations specializing in plaster, stucco, tuck pointing, and historical restoration. Call Creative Construction today.